What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese. Special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, and here in Lincoln, Lancaster County, 1040 O Street. We are live in effect at The Ticket. Obscure linebacker talk.
What's going on in town? Is there something going on in Haymarket?
I don't know.
Baseball's tonight.
Yeah. Need to get it back together.
Baseball's tonight? Okay. Yeah, they do. Yeah, obscure linebackers is...
You threw me for... it was the inside fastball with Neil Okowitz. And then you hit me with Gabe Northern.
So this...
That's my dude.
So here's a... There's a Buffalo... Former Buffalo Bills linebacker who became a head coach. Really known as a defensive coordinator. But Jim Haslett.
Yeah. Legend up there.
Right? That as a player, you never went Pro Bowl. No. Starter? Meh. Yeah. Kind of, sort of. Is Bryce Pop above the line or below the line?
Ooh. Because he had that year. He had a couple years there where he was great. I'll say he's above.
Keith Ellison.
No. He's below it. No.
No.
I don't even know who the hell he is.
That is hilarious. No. That is hilarious. Here's one for you. It's a name that I'm probably more familiar with than I should be. But to think Wade Phillips was a linebacker for the Buffalo Bills.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Mm.
I thought that would get the look on your face.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a thing, right? Then there's these dudes that linebackers generally become pretty good coaches in the NFL.
Yeah.
Make really good defensive coordinators, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do tight ends.
Yeah.
Tight ends, quarterbacks, linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
Very few receivers, almost no running backs.
Yeah, which is odd. I mean, Eric Bieniemy, I can think of right off the hand.
Dan Reeves.
There's a few. I mean, Ernest Biner, when he coaches, was good. Stump Mitchell's a really good running back coach.
But never got the head job. There are a lot of defensive backs and linebackers. One you mentioned earlier, Jack Del Rio. But there's a linebacker for the Cleveland Browns from 1952 to 1959. He then went on to lead his team to 4 Super Bowl championships.
As a coach?
Yes. Chuck Knoll.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Knoll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we never put it together, right? That sometimes these dudes, of course, one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play the game, then went on to lead the team he played for to Super Bowl championships.
Forrest Gregg?
Art Shell.
Art Shell, yeah.
Before you get to, yeah. How about this linebacker who played for the Baltimore Colts and the Buffalo Bills? We talk about him a lot. Coached in Washington, Cleveland, Dallas. Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep. Here's your boy. The best eyes.
Mike Singletary.
Yes, sir. Yeah. The best eyes at the linebacker position. Can't miss it. Can't miss it. Here's one that. Okay, so this player played for the Chicago Bears, won a Super Bowl, then became a head coach. Actually, he was a defensive coordinator and an interim head coach.
For Chicago.
For Vikings.
Who was that, Mike Tyson?
Leslie Frazier.
Oh, that's right. Leslie Frazier, number 46.
Leslie Frazier.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Here's a quarterback.
He was Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator when he didn't cover Travis Kelce with 13 seconds left.
Uh-huh. This quarterback has won 6 Super Bowl rings. He lost 3, won 3. He played in 6 Super Bowls. Won 3, lost 3. Then became a offensive coordinator and a head coach. Played behind one of the best to ever do it. So he never really played. I think he only started 5 games his whole career. Gary Kubiak. Kubiak.
Yeah. Here's behind John Elway. Yeah.
He sat and chilled. He sat and chilled. Forrest Gregg, you mentioned. Here's one. Drafted in the first round, 1961. Won the Super Bowl as a coach, but not as a player. Actually, he did win it as a player. He won it as a player with the Dallas Cowboys, but that is not the team that you think of him with. And then because that team that he played with, he then led to the Super Bowl title as a head coach. Or as a head coach, yes.
And he was a first-round pick?
First-round draft pick. Hall of Famer.
I have no idea.
Ditka.
That's right.
Mike Ditka, because he won it with Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
Won it with Dallas. Won it with the Bears as a coach.
Coach, right?
Won it with who?
He won it.
Bears.
He really became.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A thing, like it, a deep thing. Here's the one that we don't think much of, that spent his entire NFL career with the Oilers / Titans, first round draft pick. Then when Jeff Fisher was fired, he was named head coach.
Mike Munchak.
Munchak.
Yeah. He's one of the best offensive line coaches ever.
Like, we don't get into that.
Because Bruce Matthews was the other guard. That's right. Why he gets over
there. Right? That we don't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
So there's some dudes in this space that we go, okay.
Mike Tice, here's another one. Mike Tice had one of the best exit interviews of all time when he was about to get fired.
But I had a trick question for you, because I was going, this is how this one laid out. Let me find it, because I had it in front of me. There's some dudes on this list. Okay. So, this tight end drafted by the 49ers, played for the Vikings, played for the Steelers, won Super Bowls, played in Super Bowls with both of them, won Super Bowl titles with the Steelers, had 46 career starts, then became a head coach for Buffalo. Who is he? Played in Minnesota.
Recently?
Became the head coach for Buffalo in, I want to say the 2000s.
Rex Ryan.
Mike Mularkey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I
forgot that he was the coach.
Because him and Tice
look like each other.
Right. Yeah, and I was trying to figure out how both of them make this
they
work.
They were on the Vikings at the same time, I think.
Yeah.
Both of them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Here's,
and they favor each other.
They really do. They really do.
Mike Mularkey is the name.
This one, an undrafted defensive back, won Super Bowls with the Steelers, then became head coach and won a Super Bowl as a head coach.
Well, it's not Donnie Shell, because he works for the league. It's not Mel Blunt.
Number 27. Who's
that?
Tony Dungy.
Yeah.
Undrafted.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Undrafted.
Yeah, you know where he went to school? Minnesota.
Wasn't he multi-sport guy?
Multi-sport guy, but he went to Minnesota. Tony Dungy. And he was like a quarterback, I think.
Yeah, he was. Here's one. A defensive back who played for the Cleveland Browns was part of a 15-player trade, was a one-year member of the Washington Redskins in 57, had 27 career interceptions. Ready for this? Started his career at the University of Virginia. University of Virginia. And then proceeded to win 2 Super Bowl championships.
With the Redskins?
No.
I had to look this one up, and oh my God.
Vince Lombardi? The 21 career interceptions is what.
Vince Lombardi?
Don Shula.
That don't even seem right.
I didn't know there was a 15-player trade, so that's what I was curious about. But
15. So in 1953, so he played. He finished his career as a member of the Redskins. He had 21 interceptions in 73 games, but he played for the Browns in 51. Was part of a 15-player trade that sent him to the Baltimore Colts. His career. He coached for the Detroit Lions. He coached for the Baltimore Colts, of course, where he led them Super Bowl, won the 2 Super Bowls with the Dolphins there. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Here's a guy. He holds the record for the most Super Bowl appearances as a player and or coach with 9. He was a quarterback at South Carolina. Not drafted by any team coming out. Was drafted to the league and became a running back. Has participated in more Super Bowls as a player or coach than anyone else. Won a Super Bowl championship. And the last time we saw him, he was coaching a Super Bowl for the Atlanta Falcons. Dan Reeves.
Yeah, because he was with Dallas. Yeah. And then he was with Denver when they was losing.
Boy.
He bad luck, though. He didn't win none as a coach.
Right. Yeah. Here's one for you. Another tight end. I'll give you the hint that he's a tight end. Austin. Played 4 years for the Atlanta Falcons, the Redskins, and the Jets. Started his career be playing at Vanderbilt.
I don't know who that is.
The extent of my Vanderbilt football
Mike
knowledge
Smith.
Is
he led,
Jay
he,
Cutler and Dave
He
Odingham,
led the
though.
Cardinals to their first Super Bowl appearance in 2008.
Oh, Bruce Arians.
No, he's the OC.
Oh, Ken Whisenhunt.
There Ken Whisenhunt.
Nice. Yeah. Ken, hey, you know what? Ken Whisenhunt, though, he's a big dude because he's an offensive coordinator at Pittsburgh.
He was an offensive tackle playing tight end.
Yeah. He was an offensive coordinator at Pittsburgh.
He was ginormous.
And then he went. That's how he got the job.
Ginormous.
Tough dude, too.
Ginormous.
Also, if I can just tie back to hour one here really quick. Uh-huh. I was on that largest trades in NFL history thing.
Uh-huh.
Buffalo was involved in the trade to get Eric Dickerson to Indy.
I know he sent Cornelius Bennett down there.
The rights to Cornelius Bennett to Buffalo. Indy got Eric Dickerson.
Do you know why they traded Cornelius Bennett out of Buffalo?
Because he didn't have a Jerry curl?
No.
That would have been.
We're going to go to break, and I would tell you why Cornelius Bennett got traded out of Buffalo. God bless his heart. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.